Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for, please, thank you for being with us. Appreciate your business. Thank you for the business. I hope you're saying that to your customers. It's important. It's powerful. Thank you is a powerful, powerful thing to do. So be sure you're doing that. Make sure your people are trained to do that. As I thank Peter Meyer for joining us and for being such a great member of our Brain Trust over all these years. Warp Speed Growth is one of his books. It's also the title of his website. I hope you'll check it out. Peter, tell us about your company.
Well, thank you very much. The company is a consulting firm. We focus on helping people create and then dominate new markets, and that's a really good way of reinventing both the company and the individuals along the way. So the book you were talking about, Creating and Dominating New Markets, is really imbued throughout with a concept of reinvention.
Well, and I'll tell you, folks, if you want, I encourage you to go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, find Peter's suite in our website, and go down a few archives a ways back when you and I did a whole series on creating and dominating new markets. It was fantastic, folks. It's evergreen stuff. You'll get something out of it right now. So I encourage you to go check that out and please be sure to check out Peter's book as well. Peter, wrap it up for us. We're talking about reinventing ourselves, our companies, all the things that are around us. Human beings are destined. We're hardwired to grow, aren't we?
That's to reach our potential, which we can never fully do, is exactly what we do, and we do it as an inside job. And we're leaders. We lead the business by doing that. We lead our customers, lead our suppliers. So when we choose to work from within, from our own strength, to reinvent, we'll do it more efficiently and more effectively. We have that capability built into us. I see it all the time. It is inside us when we start. And the capability is to reach for potential over and over and over again. We'll never get to the infinite end, but we'll get so many good places by reaching for that in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even more important to me, whatever I go out and find and build for myself didn't exist before. Reinvention is not about redoing. It can't be. It's about being comfortable with going for things that never existed before and saying, oh, I can do that because my innate skill is reaching for potential.
And it's just like everything else you've ever done. The more you do it, the better you get at it, and the more you actually enjoy it because you actually get to the point where you're proud of yourself for pulling it off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get better at it. You enjoy it. It is something where you get the sense of satisfaction. That is why most people are entrepreneurs to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And why not get as much of that as you can?
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you, folks, it's... There is this thing, though, that the statistics that I've seen over and over again, Peter, is that 2/3 of all of us really, really do not like change. The supermajority, a 2/3 majority of us do not like change. Now, how do we deal with that sort of innate attitude? And I mean that won't work with the reinvention requirement we have today.
It doesn't work with the technologies we have today either. So the answer is that I don't like to be changed too, but I like to change myself. And I think that's the key point. When we work from within, this is an inside job, when we work from within out, we're doing the change is much more comfortable because we know what the benefits are and what we're doing. We should be our own change agents. We shouldn't rely on others to change for us. And when we're our own change agents, we discover that we can and will enjoy change.
Do you think the younger generations are going to be better at this than our generation?
And you know what my proof, my answer is? You. The answer is no. It's not generational. You're mm-hmm. doing this now, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it with us and showing us how to do it every day. And folks, I've met Jim. He's not 29 anymore, despite his pictures.
Photoshop is great, isn't it? But after when you meet people, you can't Photoshop them face to face, can you? I'm just thinking that the young folks seem to be you know, they're more likely to have multiple jobs in their career. At least that's what we think. But you're right. The point you're making is anybody can do this. This is not something that the young kids have a franchise on.
It's an inside job. We're all reaching all the time. Take advantage of it.
I like that. Well said. Hey, Peter, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thanks again for having me.
Give us that website again, please.
Well, I would go to warpspeedgrowth.com because that's what change is, Warp Speed Growth, and we're in charge.
That's right, and you'll find that book and the Creating and Dominating New Markets book. And I encourage you to find both of those and take advantage of them. Peter Meyer will be back. I told you we'd learn a lot when Peter joined us, and I was right again, as I often am. And we'll get him back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.